Valley Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Democrats off to a momentous start at their convention in Chicago.
This is going to be a great week.
Vice President Harris making a surprise appearance ahead of speakers, including President Biden and Hillary Clinton. Tonight, our Linda Kenyon reports the Obamas headline night two.
Their speeches will sketch out how Vice President Harris is ready to lead the nation forward and leave fear and division behind. President Obama will describe this as an all-hands-on-deck moment for Democrats, as they must work together not only to hold on to the White House, but to maintain control of the Senate and take back the House.
Harris campaigns today in Wisconsin. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is there, too.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We are going to deport the violent illegal aliens that have come into this country over the last few years. No more free rides, no more amnesty.
Vance blames Harris for a rise in illegal border crossings, saying it's led to more sex trafficking and drug use. A special commission in Maine says police had ample opportunities to stop the state's deadliest shootings.
40-year-old Army Reservist Robert Card shot and killed 18 people at a bowling alley in a bar in Lewiston, Maine, before taking his own life last October 25th.
The commission unanimously finds that there were several opportunities that, if taken, might have changed the course of these tragic events.
The Lewiston Shooting Commission was chaired by Daniel Woffen, a former Chief Justice of the Maine Supreme Court. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Israel says it's recovered the bodies of six more hostages as violence continues in the Middle East. Our Remy Innocencio's in Tel Aviv and reports an Israeli airstrike has killed at least 10 people at a school turned shelter today in Gaza City.
477 of 564 schools have been hit since October, but Hamas continues to maintain that it does not use public infrastructure, including schools, hospitals, as well as humanitarian areas.
Taylor Swift reached out to victims of a stabbing attack in Britain as she wraps up her Eras tour in London.
Phone footage from Sunday's concert shot by the mother of one of the little girls injured in last month's stabbing attacks at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in the city of Southport. Three children died, 10 other people were wounded. Photos posted by the mother show Swift posing backstage with two young girls, one of whom seems to have a bandaged arm. The mother's message, "You drew stars around my scars." Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Taylor's on stage right now for her last show in London. After that, she's heading back to the U.S. and picks up her tour again in October. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance addressed crime and safety issues at a rally in Kenosha's Civic Center Park today. It comes 4 years after riots rocked that area. The event held near the courthouse featured heightened security. During the rally, the Kenosha Police Union endorsed the Trump-Vance ticket, adding to their recent endorsement from the Milwaukee Police Union. As the DNC has its second day in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris will rally supporters tonight in Milwaukee. The event at the Fiserv Forum is reportedly set to include appearances by Representative Gwen Moore, Chris Middleton from the Bucks, and other local Democratic leaders. Three teenagers face homicide and carjacking charges for the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. Two suspects are in custody with $100,000 bonds each. Police are searching for a third suspect. And three candidates have entered the race for Racine County Executive. Wendy Christensen, Corey Sebastian, and Lorenzo Santos have all entered the race. The special election is scheduled for December 19th following Jonathan Delagrave's untimely passing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Cardinals, who are in second place, 11 games behind Milwaukee. The crew coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. NFL, the Packers back at practice after losing to the Broncos 27-2 Sunday night. On Thursday, they'll host the Ravens for a joint practice session, then play their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Hockey, it was announced that both the Badgers women's and men's hockey teams will compete outdoors in Chicago on Saturday. Saturday, January 4th. The Badgers women's team against Ohio State. The men's team against Michigan State. The Badgers men's head coach Mike Hastings on getting the chance to play an outdoor hockey game inside Wrigley Field.
Iconic place to go and watch a baseball game, let alone a hockey game. With having the Winter Classic, having the Big Ten presence, having our women's program there, these are opportunities that are lifelong memories.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Beach hazard statement remains in effect through this afternoon for high waves and rip currents. Otherwise, today, high pressure system controlling our weather, giving us mostly sunny skies, calm winds off the lake, and high temperatures scraping 70. Staying clear tonight, we fall to the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere.
Years ago today was the last time all four Beatles were together in Abbey Road Studios as they were finishing up that album. There's Nowhere Man. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. Here's Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine on WRJN.
Memorial Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
From
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Did you see a movie this weekend? Brad Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and gives us a weekend movie wrap-up.
Well, at number five, it was the re-release of the animated movie Coraline. Released for its 15th anniversary, the movie brought in $8.4 million. And number four, still stirring up great box office success, in its fifth weekend was Twisters, bringing in $9.8 million. Number three continues the success of It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively, making $24 million. And in its fourth week of release, Deadpool and Wolverine remain strong, finishing at the number two position with $29 million. This movie has made over $546 million so far at the domestic box office. And at number one, it was the first weekend of release for the sci-fi horror thriller Alien Romulus, bringing in $41.5 million. The summer continues to entertain audiences, including this upcoming weekend, where we've got four new releases. Blink Twice, the psychological thriller directed by Zoe Kravitz. The Crow, a reimagining of the 1994 cult classic, this one starring Bill Skarsgård. The Forge, a faith-based movie from Sony Pictures. And Strange Darling, a twisted thriller about the chase to catch a serial killer. There are so many great movies to choose from. Make plans to see a movie this week.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
On Broadway.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter is right off and you're nowhere.
On Broadway.
They say the girls are something else on Broadway.
On Broadway.
But looking at them just gives me the blues.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. What a nice stretch of weather we're having. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 57. Tomorrow, sunny and 74. radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's almost like two conventions in one. Vice President Kamala Harris's Milwaukee rally tonight will be shown live to the DNC in Chicago. Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
The people we need to excite are people who, you know, who don't have a $500 a night room or train fare to try to, you know, get here.
And that person can stay in Milwaukee.
Go to the Five Serve Forum.
Governor Evers says it goes to show what technology can do. Young Democrats say they're especially energized. 18-year-old delegate Henry Pello is from Maribel. He says young Democrats are urging people to contact friends and relatives personally about registering and voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As the DNC has its second day in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris will rally supporters tonight in Milwaukee. The event at the Fiserv Forum is reportedly set to include appearances by Representative Gwen Moore, Chris Middleton from the Bucks, and other local Democratic leaders. The 7 p.m. event will compete for attention with convention speakers. Former President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama will speak later in the evening, with VP Harris and her running mate staying in Milwaukee to watch. We have full DNC coverage at WAUKradio.com. Three teenagers, including two 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old, are facing charges of homicide and carjacking. It's in connection with the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. A criminal complaint says the victim was reportedly sitting on a porch with friends when he was shot. Investigators say one suspect allegedly suggested before the shooting that they, quote, kill the first person they see. Two of the suspects have already appeared in court. Bonds were set at $100,000 each. Police continue to search for a third suspect. The lowrider drives a little slower, and it's the subject of a new Racine art installation. The Racine Art Museum has unveiled an exhibit by local artist Renee Amato. It showcases the world of lowrider culture through photography and custom bicycles displayed in the museum's street-facing windows. There will be lifeguards at Racine beaches for five more days. The city says the lifeguarded swim season at North and Zoo beaches will wrap up August 25th. After that date, swimmers will be on their own. There is still a caution for swimming in Lake Michigan today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Beach hazard statement remains in effect through this afternoon for high waves and rip currents. Otherwise, today, high pressure system controlling our weather, giving us mostly sunny skies, calm winds off the lake, and high temperatures scraping 70. Staying clear tonight, we fall to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
WRJN.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, the earliest stone tools found were developed by early humans at least 3.3 million years ago. Now, what I want to know is, did they come with a warranty?
I saw you sitting in the rain.
into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. Go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There we've got information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your district, and statewide races too. So do your civic duty this fall and be a voter.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing.
Local news, Timeless Hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Brewers were off yesterday. They're in St. Louis tonight. They enter play 11 games in front of the Cardinals, 11 and a half in front of both the Cubs and the Reds. So firmly in command in the National League Central. Game time tonight, 6:45. We'll have the pregame for you just after the 6 o'clock news tonight on WRJN.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Ah, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got a year. Ah, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice.
like sugar and spice.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and then we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart Waddles. Mike Clemens will have sports for you. It's all coming up on WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number. This is the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. No good anymore since you went away.